This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. On Wednesday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released the identity of a drowning victim who was pulled from the Klamath River last Friday. A passing fisherman discovered the male victim at Young's Bar off of Highway 169 on Friday, and an autopsy on the body was conducted, and results showed that there were no signs of foul play. Fingerprints identified the victim as 45-year-old Arizona resident Joshua Alden Hammond, and the investigation into how he ended up in the river is ongoing. The California Highway Patrol in Crescent City is investigating a fatal collision that occurred on Highway 199 just north of South Fork Road on Tuesday afternoon. An Auburn, California man was driving his Honda Ridgeline headed south on the highway when for unknown reasons allowed it to cross over into the northbound lane. The Honda collided with a pickup truck and then continued driving in the northbound lane where it then collided into a Nissan. The driver of the Honda was pronounced dead at the scene and all parties involved suffered injuries ranging from minor to moderate. The cause of the collision is under investigation and the victim's identity is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Eureka City Schools and the Cutton School District reached an agreement on a settlement related to a violation in the education code. The violation comes from the Cutton School District enrolling nearly 25% of its students who reside within the attendance boundaries of Eureka City Schools, and the district was accused of not fully complying with the requirements that come with inter-district attendance. Talks of a settlement had been ongoing since the issue first came to light in December of 2016, and it was mediated by former county superintendent Dr. Gary Eagles. Eureka City Schools agreed to accept the Cutton School District's one-time payment of $260,000, and the two-year agreement will also include extending the county-wide inter-district agreement between the two parties. Two bills authored by Assemblymember Jim Wood aimed at fighting rising prescription drug prices were approved by the Senate Health Committee. Assembly Bill 265 would prohibit the use of drug manufacturer coupons for brand-name drugs, which there is a less expensive and equivalent generic version. Assembly Bill 315 would begin regulating pharmacy benefit managers, who are typically middlemen in negotiations between drug companies and healthcare plans. Wood said in a statement that runaway drug prices are one of the leading causes of increasing healthcare cost and ultimately premium cost, and there is no one solution. These bills can help patients receive the medications they need but not pay more than they should, both in prescriptions and their healthcare premiums. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office arrested a wanted woman who had a felony warrant out in her name off of Highway 162 in Covelo. A deputy spotted the suspect in the 76,000 block and confirmed that the identity was that of 22-year-old Josepha Pisardo, and she had a felony warrant out in her name for probation violation. She was subsequently arrested and booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The State Transportation Commission has allocated nearly $593 million for over 120 transportation projects in an effort to repair, maintain, and rehabilitate the state's roadway infrastructure. Allocations will include $43 million for biking and pedestrian projects, $75 million for traffic congestion relief projects, as well as $30 million for four transit and intercity rail program projects. $5.4 million will also be allocated to the North Coast to repaint the Eagle Prairie Bridge on State Route 283 between Scotia and Rio Del. The allocated funding includes a little over $391 million from the State Highway Operation and Protection Program. The Eureka Police Department is searching for two suspects stemming from a series of incidents that took place on July 4th. Around 4 p.m., officers responded to Madrone Avenue and contacted a man who was robbed by a white male adult at knife point. The suspect left with the victim's phone and wallet, and law enforcement were unable to locate him in the immediate area. He remains at large. Later in the day, around 6 o'clock, officers responded to an apartment on 3rd Street and contacted a man who had been stabbed from behind by an unknown male adult. The victim was treated for moderate injuries and the suspect could not be located in the immediate area, and he remains at large as well. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.